Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even if you've got toxic chemicals all around you, you can still be well and happy and productive and not be affected by them if you know what to do. It is Thursday, May 2nd. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and today we're going to talk about natural beds and bedding, natural mattresses, and how you can get a good night's sleep. But first, I want to tell you about a news item that I came across this week. Apples counteract chemicals that cause cancer. So I'm always saying that we're living in a toxic world, and we can't, at this particular point in time, eliminate every single exposure that we have to toxic chemicals. There's a lot we can do, particularly at home and in our workplaces, but we can't eliminate all of our exposures. And so we need to do things that counteract those exposures that we really can't do anything about. And one of the things that we can do is just eat apples. But you need to make sure that you eat apples with the peel on, because this wonderful ingredient that counteracts the cancer chemicals is in the peel of apples. Now, this is the top story on my Toxic Free Nutrition blog today. You can go to toxicfreenutrition.com. I'll say that again, toxicfreenutrition.com, and watch a video that explains all the science behind this. And it actually shows a study where they took cancer cells and then they took apple peels and I don't remember, mixed them with water or something. And then they dropped this apple peel concentrate on the cancer cells, and you'll see the change in the cancer cells. So this is something that all of us can do. Enjoy apples, but it's not a glass of apple juice. It's not a peeled apple. It's not dried apples without the peels. It's the apple peels that does it. Our guest today is Marlon Pando, president and owner of White Lotus Home. We're going to take an under-the-covers look at how natural mattresses and bedding is made, discuss the materials and best choices for various sleeping needs. Marlon worked in his family business until he worked. I can't talk today. Marlon worked in his family business until he purchased White Lotus Home, a company that has been making natural and organic bedding in the USA for 32 years. And you can go to his website at whitelotus.net. Hi, Marlon. How are you today?
Fine, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you for the welcome.
Well, thank you for being on. I just want to tell my listeners that I've known Marlon since I think he purchased White Lotus Home, and I don't even remember how long that's been now, because it's been long enough that I can't count anymore. And a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of going to his store in Highland Park, where they also make the mattresses. And I can tell you that it's a charming little town, and he's got his business in a nice old brick building that's completely non-toxic, and they're making all these mattresses in a very clean space with no perfume, no cigarettes. They're all handmade, and it's actually a beautiful process to watch the tufting of these mattresses. In fact, he's got a video on the website that shows exactly somebody making the mattress, and it's like a beautiful dance. So it's very high quality products that they're turning out. And I think that not only is it high quality, but it's also some of the most affordable mattress and bedding that you can get at this quality and this purity. So, Marlon, let's start. I'm always starting by asking people, how did you become interested in doing what you're doing? Why? What led you to be interested in making a natural, sustainable product? And then why also did you choose mattresses and bedding?
Sure, Deb. I'll definitely try to touch on both of those points. I started where I was born in Peru, in South America, and there, being green and to recycling, it's a part of life. It's not even something that's of major effort. So coming to the States 30-some years ago, you know, it was just beautiful how in America you have all these great things and all this great stuff. But I wasn't too aware of where all the all this extra stuff, I guess, waste was going. After I got my MBA, started working in corporate America, I wanted to dig in more and more to figure out where everything was going, all the waste. And once I started doing some more digging, came to the realization that, you know, we actually have a big problem in America with all these extra products that we, you know, like and get and use and not reuse. And eventually the last thing that triggered was it, I took a trip to Arizona once and I developed a very high allergy. I actually didn't think I had allergies. It just started, and from there on, I started doing more research and digging, and I guess the stars aligned, and I had the opportunity to become the general manager of White Lotus Home, and I fell in love with the whole idea of taking this local green organic bedding products and giving them, you know, I guess another life, if I may say, where we are turning these fibers into natural sleeping surfaces. I thought it was just a great and wonderful idea that needed to be further exploited.
So tell us.
And,
yeah, go ahead.
Just the last thing. And also, the whole handcraft and is something also when you know, going back to where I first got to this country, my family owned neckwear factories, and I had I used to work doing that. I actually opened up my first hand making necktie factories when I was 18 years old. So the whole combination, everything came together very nicely.
Good, yeah. Sometimes it just works out that way. That everything, as you said, the stars align and everything flows, and you end up doing the right thing. And I really believe that you are doing the right thing because I see in you, your joy of what you're doing and the quality of product that you put out. What are some reasons why people should be sleeping on a natural bed?
Well, I think what's becoming more and more apparent to people, just, you know, without touching any medical conditions, just people are becoming more aware that there are just so many toxic things in our homes. Of course, you know, I get to hear from the folks that are discussing their furniture and their bedding. And I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, when they ask me, so what is it, my traditional mattress? You know, and unfortunately, there are laws out there that allow manufacturers of bedding and mattresses to include dozens of many different harmful chemicals. Of course, the idea is to help them pass some codes and things like that. But the idea wasn't because these all harmful chemicals that were going to cause, you know, cancer, allergies, et cetera. So I think that's the main thing is once they find out, or once folks find out what is in their current mattresses or bedding now, is when they run towards, you know, towards us.
The most surprising thing for me when I was doing research many years ago, at first doing the research, was actually insomnia was one of my major symptoms that I had that I was trying to solve. And I wouldn't sleep all night, and then I'd be exhausted all day. And I know there must be millions of people who are having the same experience because isn't sleeping pills like a billion-dollar industry, multi-billion-dollar industry? So what I found out, quite to my surprise, and it took a little detective work to get this, was that, oh, we have a commercial break, so I'm going to have to tell you after the commercial. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Limpiad, and we're here today with Marlon Panda, president and owner of White Lotus Home, where they make natural fiber bed and bedding right here in New Jersey, USA, in a very clean facility, I might add. Before the break, we were talking about the most surprising thing that I found early in my research about beds and insomnia, and that is that there are, if you have just a regular cotton sheet that is treated to be no iron or permanent press, or if you have any polyester or polyester cotton sheet, it's treated with a resin that contains formaldehyde. And as you sleep and as you wash, continue to wash your bedding, it continues to release formaldehyde. And so you're actually sleeping in this cloud of formaldehyde. Now, it starts off when you have a new sheet with more formaldehyde emissions. And then as it wears, there's, of course, less and less and less. But this could go on for years. And one of the symptoms known to be the result of formaldehyde exposure is insomnia. So I just have this picture of all these people across the country and around the world taking sleeping pills when all they need to do is change their sheets. And not only that, but even if you change your sheets, then you go beyond and look at the mattress. Some of the toxic chemicals that you'll find there are polyurethane foam and particularly fire retardants, which are required by law so that when you're smoking and you in bed and drop your cigarette, that your bed doesn't catch on fire, and your bed will catch on fire if you drop cigarette ash or candle, you knock over a candle. But for all the rest of us who are not smoking in bed and have the intelligence to not be knocking over candles in the middle of the night, we're still being exposed to all those toxic chemicals. And the solution to not being exposed to them is to go to White Lotus and other places that sell natural fiber mattresses and bedding that don't have these chemicals on them. So, Marlon, tell us, typically, I know that you have a number of different mattresses that you make from different materials, and we have time today to talk about all of them. So why don't you tell me tell our listeners which one you think is, well, like the, just describe the ones in any order that you'd like.
I'm sorry, Deborah. You want me to go over the options we have right now?
Tell us what options you have right now for mattresses.
Storage. Thank you. Well, basically, to add a little bit to that is that White Lotus Home has been around since 1981. I did take over the company going on 8 years now. And since I took over, I saw an urgency for offering more than just a couple of type of green or organic mattresses. So after a lot of surveying and a lot of feedback from our customers, we have come up with right now, I want to say six different main options. And the reason there is, we want to make sure that we hope that everyone in America is able to afford a green and organic mattress. Sometimes, it gets misinterpreted, but basically if you wanted a handmade, 100% chemical-free mattress that's made in the U.S., we have that for you. If you want that in a firmer, softer, thicker, or thinner size, we have that for you. So while it is a lot to absorb and a lot to research and gain, we wanted to go and become, a leader in the green bedding industry. And I believe that all the options, again, while I know it can be overwhelming, has been helpful in getting us there. So
let's talk about them one by one. So let's start with the one that is most green and describe what that is. What are the materials and anything you want to tell us about did you have any difficulties putting that together, or just tell us about that top of the line one.
Sure, sure. Well, I would say if I had my choice, I will have everyone, you know, just buy our 100% organic, USDA organic certified, mattresses. And what happens there is, because we all want the best, of course, for ourselves, the only way that we can guarantee we, and I'm going to say we as White Lotus Home, because you know, I can't, you know, talk to for everyone in the industry, but I know everyone that's trying to do the right thing. The only way we can guarantee that what you're getting is 100% chemical free, you know, chemical fire retardant free, is by going 100% USDA certified organic. And basically, those mattresses, we hand make them by using 100% USDA certified organic cotton. We get layers of cottons on top of each other. If you guys could imagine, each layer is about 2 inches thick. We pile up 10 to 12 layers on top of each other. Then we compress this cotton with our hands to come up with a mattress that will start at 6 inches in thickness. We are able to make all our mattresses up to 9 inches in thickness. And we can add our toppers to make your sleeping surface even thicker. So that would be the ideal, you know, when folks, when money's not a problem, when you know, just full, healthy, solid sleep, it's the goal of the customer. That's what we offer them. To increase comfort level in an 100% organic mattress, we also add things like our evergreen foam, which is a foam that is not petroleum-based, rather vegetable oil-based. We have natural latex also to increase comfort levels. We include a layer of wool. Now, what's new for us, which is great, is that we are able now to get the wool USDA certified organic as well.
Oh, that's so great.
Yes, Deborah, I'm sure that's actually new to you, but we got it, and we're very comfortable with it. It passed the testing, and it's been great to be able to offer that.
So we need to take another commercial break, but we'll hear more about it after the break. You're listening
I'll hold it there.
Deborah Lynn Datt on Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. This is Deborah Lynn Datt, and we're here today with Marlon Pando, president and owner of White Lotus Home. We're talking about natural mattresses and bedding, and you can visit his website at whitelotus.net. You can visit my website at toxicfreetalkradio.com. Marlon, so we were talking about how you put together a non-toxic, natural, organic mattress. And I think we were in the middle of a list of things that you can add to the basic organic cotton mattress to give it various different characteristics for different levels of comfort for different needs. So why don't you go on with that list?
Sure, Deborah. Thank you. Again, just to go back a little bit, we're talking about like the best organic mattress that we would recommend will be the 100% USDA certified organic mattress that we handcraft in New Jersey. So basically, we layer about 10 to 12 layers of cotton batting on top of each other, and we put them in 100% organic casing, and it's all hand tested, handmade. You know, and it can take anywhere from 1 to 4 hours to make to hand make a mattress. So my guys are pretty great at doing this. We make our mattresses so they can end up about 6 inches in thickness, and we can make all the mattresses be up to 9 inches in thicknesses. That would produce a semi-firm supportive mattress, something that is, you know, recommended by back doctors. And we can add toppers and other fillers to try and meet our customers' goal and prefer comfort level.
I want to ask you, are your 100% cotton mattresses Well, first I want to say these aren't mattresses with springs in them, right? They're like what people think of as a futon. They're just the fiber and the casing, correct?
They're just, you know, pure filling and the casing, yes.
Right, there's no springs in them. So I know in the past that some people, including myself, think of cotton futons, but now, I mean, obviously it's a mattress. We're not talking about a traditional Japanese futon that's very thin. But I had a cotton mattress many years ago. The first mattress that I bought was cotton mattress. It was so hard, and I just laid it on the floor. It was so hard I couldn't sleep on it. So I'd like you to address that, because anybody that has that idea that we're now in 2013 and that's not the way they are today. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm glad you touched that, Deborah, because it is the idea of a futon. It's something that we all remember, you know, back in college, where it's probably the most uncomfortable place to sleep on. But yes, the look of and feel, the look of it is that way, but certainly not the feel. The way we make our mattresses, well, let me go back. Our traditional futons are made where they just open up a case and the machine just blows a bunch of polyester and very highly infested fibers in it. Most futons that are sold that, you know, that are made that way, after a few nights sleeps, even maybe a month, you know, it loses everything. It loses give, it loses comfort level. Again, the way we make our products is so that it can last, you know, 7, 10. Some folks own our mattresses for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the idea is that, yes, it has no springs, but there are ways for us to get there. And primarily what we do when we do our free organic bedding consultations is when we talk to folks and we try to get their main goals. So just to throw it in there, we do have a toll-free, which is 877-10-MADE, and that's what folks can call, you know, and just get their free consultations. What happens is we try to find out what their preferred customer's comfort level is, and also prefer, you know, chemical, you know, if any exposure is allowed. Because if we know that the customer, it's not going to tolerate any latex, any foam, no matter how green it could be, we do our best not to touch that, not to consider that or in our suggestions. This way, you know, we are offering, we're trying to, you know, make a perfect matchup, which happens about 99% of the times. I mean, that's, there are some folks out there that still can't find a match sometimes, but 99% of our customers have been satisfied since I took over.
Well, it's really good that you offer that service, because I think that people really do need a consultation with somebody who understands the options to get them what they want, that it can be confusing to look at all the different possibilities and know how to match it up with their needs, and that you probably would get a better match if you talk to somebody who understands it rather than just trying to buy a mattress off the showroom floor.
Right, exactly. You know, you mentioned something in insomnia, and actually, my girlfriend, I don't know if she's listening, but she has been, whenever she's over, I mean, she just falls asleep. I mean, she really falls into, like, real dead, deep sleep. And I think that, you know, on top of everything that we go through our days, to come home to a place that is like sleeping, you know, in the middle of nature, you know, it's such a great feeling. I feel like I like natural bedding can actually help us cleanse our bodies while we breathe all night long. And I think that's what people are missing.
Well, you know, one of the aspects of detox is that you need to be able to sleep. You need to be able to sleep all through the night in order for your body's detox systems to kick in. So when people are not sleeping or they're only sleeping a short period, they're toxic chemicals are building up in their bodies because they're not getting a good night's sleep. And I really notice, I've been sleeping on a natural bed for almost 30 years now, and I notice that when I go away and sleep in a hotel bed or stay overnight at somebody's house that doesn't have a natural bed, I just after it only takes one night. I just want to say I love being wherever it is I am, but I really want to sleep in my own bed. And when I come back home, like I was just away for 5 nights, and I came back home, and I just go, oh, I love my bed. I love my bed. And I just always want to come home. And at the end of the day, when I'm tired, I just go, oh, I'm so happy I have a natural bed.
Well, that's great news. You know, I relate, Deborah. You don't know. You know, I used to love traveling. I love traveling. And, you know, because of my green consciousness, you know, I haven't been traveling a lot, but those are the one things I regret, you know. As you, I think you try, and wherever I can, I drive, because at least I can bring a pillow or more bedding easily, mm-hmm. and it just becomes such a hassle. But yes, I totally agree that I guess can relate that when we sleep is when, you know, our bodies is the best chances that we have to actually, you know, get rid of any toxins. And can you imagine, you know, you're doing this and then you go and sleep on a bed that's infested with chemicals. I mean, it's just I can see how that can be a big problem for folks.
Yes. We're going to go to another commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Marlon Pando, president and owner of White Lotus Home. We're talking about mattresses. You can visit his website at whitelotus.net, where you'll find affordable, good quality, made in the USA, natural bedding. Marlon, I'd just like to, since this is our last segment and we only have a few minutes left, I would like to just describe for our listeners what are the components of a natural bed. And you're making a mattress that is not the traditional kind of mattress box spring combination. Those are available. But I really like myself. I prefer what you're doing because there's no metal that, and I don't want to go into the whole story about electromagnetic fields, but suffice to say that some people think that even lying in bed with the coils of a bed, that can increase your exposure to electromagnetic fields. I myself have a wool mattress that is like the ones that you make, which I purchased before I even knew you. I've had it a very long time. And I have it on a wood slat frame, which allows it to breathe. And then I also have, you mentioned toppers a couple of times. I just want to explain, in case people don't know what a topper is. It's like a big pillow, or like a mattress, but it's very thin. It's maybe, how thick is a topper? A couple of inches?
Yeah, I mean, they start about an inch and a half, up to 3 inches in thickness.
Yeah, so you can, even if you just, I like to say that if you can't replace your whole entire bed now, the thing to start with is a topper. How much are your toppers, like a wool topper? Is a couple hundred dollars, $100?
Yep, they'll start in early 200s, actually a little under for a twin size. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had the experience of a few years ago of needing to be in San Francisco for 3 months, and I rented a furnished studio apartment, which came with a regular toxic bed. And it was extremely uncomfortable. Even though I brought my cotton flannel sheets, I could still feel the bed, the synthetic bed, between, you know, underneath the sheets. And so I just went to a local natural bed store in San Francisco, and I got myself a wool topper, and I put it right down on the synthetic bed, and it made all the difference in comfort. I had my topper, I had my flannel sheets, I had brought my wool pillow with me, and I slept really well. So a good way to get started is to just get a topper, get a natural pillow, and you'll get the natural sheets. And if you just start buying those pieces one by one as you can afford them, then you can always use them on your natural mattress when you get to that point. So there's a frame. You need to have a frame, and you need to have a mattress, and then a topper. I will actually admit I have 3 toppers on my bed. And I like having the layers because rather than getting a thicker mattress, I don't know how thick my mattress is. I think it's 6 inches. And then I have 3 toppers. And then I can take them, take the bed apart and take it and put all the pieces out in the sun or shake the dust out or whatever I want. And then I have my cotton flannel sheets and then I have my wool pillows. And those are basically the parts of the natural bed, wouldn't you say?
Yes, those are all the main parts. I mean, it looks like you have a few more than folks, but I can understand why.
Is there anything that you particularly would like to talk about in these final few minutes that we haven't already covered?
Well, I mean, I think we covered a lot, and I guess just to kind of if we have to wrap it up, I understand. But the idea of going green, you know, of course, ideally, if you just fell into this world and you're able to pick and choose, is to start from scratch. But I am with you that a topper, it's a great step up. There's also ways to take your current mattress or bedding, maybe wrap them. As you know, we also sell organic barrier cloth, which is a product that, you know, can we use now? And, the way that fabric is tight woven, it doesn't let anything get in and out. So it's great for dust mites, allergies, and things like that. We're starting to see a peak in sales in all our barrier cloth products because people are taking their current mattresses and just buying big covers for them and things like that. But I agree with you that a topper is a great step up. Folks, of course, we would like to start from scratch, but when you can't or, you know, it just doesn't make, you know, sense to do that, a topper on top of your mattress is great. You can always just cover your mattress with something, like a cover from us or anyone that will sell you an organic natural cover, and just add in a topper to it. And we do have 4 different types now, from all wool, organic cotton. We do the natural latex topper. We do a evergreen foam topper. So there are many options. When you were mentioning, traveling and things like that, Deborah, we also have now our guest beds that are, you know, you roll them up. It is still, you know, there's still 15, 20 or a little, pounds or more to schlep around, but it's something that you can definitely put in a trunk or maybe, you know, if possible, have mailed to you and it won't be so costly to ship it back if you're going long term.
Oh, what a good idea. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that you had all these things. You keep adding all these products.
Yes, we've been pretty busy. Thank God that since I took over White Lotus, you know, we were 2 small stores in Jersey, and now we have over 100 stores that carry our product all over the country via online and actual brick and mortar stores. So there is a tab for locations of people that carry White Lotus home products all over the country. And with that expansion, you know, came, you know, new products that the great thing about our market, Deborah, is that it's so new that, you know, we are able to test the waters first before we bring a product fully on. And once we get, you know, a certain amount of requests for something, we try to see how we can come up with a nice cost-friendly way to do it. And the guest beds has been one that we call them stowaways. If you look at them on our site, it's something you can roll up, put in a closet, or even just tuck under a bed. And some folks actually do take it, you know, they buy double bags or whatever from us, and they keep them in their car when they're traveling. So it's a nice way to be able to take your natural bed with you, or just to offer your guests, a nice green place to sleep on.
Do you also sell things like you sell furniture, like the mm-hmm. wood slat beds, but you also sell furniture so that you can convert your mattresses to things like sofas and things like that.
Right. Yes. No. Definitely. I definitely would touch up on that. But just wanted to finish a little bit. Just for folks that are not able to come to one of the stores and test things out, just to let them know that, you know, again, we have a store locator online. We also offer free fiber samples. And I know this is big on folks, especially probably your listeners, Deborah, because I just want to thank you publicly that, you know, that a lot of folks do call us, come to us, mention your your name, and we're very grateful for you. Just
thank
letting
you.
You know. Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
And
I appreciate
yes,
that.
And sure, sure, and you know, I think you know, I would say what you're doing is was wonderful, and we do offer them free fiber samples, and we mail it so they can have it tested, or you know, whether it's personally or to the doctors. We also still offer samples of our mattresses that people can buy online, and you know, put down the purchase of the original mattress. So we are looking of ways to get the word out and get the items out to folks as much as possible.
I'm sorry, especially I've known you over time, and so I can see your consistency and your dedication and that you really are there to serve the customers. And you even do custom work, and
yes.
you can people can buy your materials from you and make their own if they want. So you really are giving the full spectrum of every possible thing that I can think of that one might need in a supplier of natural materials and natural mattresses.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yeah, definitely the selling of the fiber has been great, people doing their own projects. I mean, hey, great, the idea, I mean, I'm already content where we are with this company, and my family is too. They got my back all the way. You know, I always have to thank my sister, Elizabeth, who's always there, and my nephews, who I don't know if you see pictures, but they're always up on the web. We take pictures of them and use them as our models. But, you know, we're the place that we want everyone, to, hopefully, that, you know, more and more people be able to sleep naturally and organically without, you know, major costs and major hassles, you know. You never know. One day there may be a White House home stored in every city in the United States. Will be great.
That would be great. Okay, we've come to the end of our time. Thank you so much for being with us. And I want everybody just go to whitelotus.net website and take a look at what they have. And particularly look for the video of the tufting of the mattress. I actually saw someone doing that in person in the store, and it's just a beautiful sight. And I think of that, you know, that not only are they great materials, but it's all handmade and not an industrial process, but a human process. So this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to my website, Toxic Free Radio. ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com, and there are all information about other shows. There's archives. You can find out about other things on my website, and tune in again. ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com.